Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 263.
Uber Dragon.
This is a show recorded on the 11th of September, 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week is, of course, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
I'm not going to keep saying hello.
Fine, you can do the news then. First up, Max Payne 3 is dead because we shot him because we decided he should be put out of his misery.
So, finally, Max Payne 3 has been given another release date.
Max Power.
It was originally coming out...
You strap yourself in and feel the cheese.
I believe the autumn of 2010. And then it kind of disappeared off the radar. And everything else happened. And now suddenly Rockstar have said, actually, it's coming out March 2012. It may not interest all Max Payne players, because of course Remedy aren't on board. It's Rockstar, because Rockstar own the rights to Max Payne.
So what are Remedy making then?
I don't know, they're working on something new, I guess, for Microsoft.
Low pain free?
Yeah, of course, low pain free.
Yeah, that's the best I could do off the top of my head. It's using the Rage engine though, which I think is cool.
Maybe their Rage engine now has the animation techniques from L.A. Noire inside it. It may not. It may just be... But, you never know.
Because I thought the animation, not just the facial stuff, but the body and like the running animations, it was quite fluid in how, you know, it wasn't like GTA-style animations.
Yeah, it was all nice. Which is why it's really annoying that whatever game I play now, I'm like, oh, that could look so much better if they had the tech
If they had their faces.
Well, just anything. I tried to start playing Red Dead again because I was like, oh, I still haven't finished that game.
And it's just like,
It was doing the start of it, and I was like, wow, I mean...
Their facial animations suck.
It's a great game, but looking at it, I'm just like, I want them to look nice. And the same with Deus Ex. Their animations are even worse, though.
It's called Duex.
Yeah, okay.
Lenore.
It picks up where Max Payne 2 finishes, and it goes all through his life up until he gets a bit older. He becomes a private security man and protects people.
But it's going to be not as good, we don't think.
He became a druggy guy. So
have they sort of backed off from the sort of, you know, what they had initially announced with it?
No, it's still similar. So we've got a screenshot here which has him with hair, but then later on in the game he does not have that much hair. So it goes through the ages and there's constant flashbacks and flash forwards, I think, and things like that.
Do I get to walk around in my dreams on a road of blood?
It'd be nice if they had some kind of dream stuff still in it as well. Because if he is more into drugs and kind of got a bit hooked,
then
it should have that kind of influence on it. They had an article in Edge...
saying that Max Payne is a druggie.
That would have been earlier.
And he's been arrested.
Year?
He tried to buy some skank off Skip and was arrested.
And it was the one with Max Payne on the cover. And they made it sound pretty good. So I've got high hopes for it. I reckon it might be okay. They've also got James McCaffrey on board. Yay! Who is the voice of Max Payne. So at least he'll sound the same. Which is cool.
Yep. In other news, Roller Coaster Tycoon has been announced for the Nintendo 3DS.
Yes,
obviously, Roller Coaster Tycoon has been a fairly successful PC series of games.
Which kind of dropped off the radar a while ago, didn't they?
Yes.
Number 3 was the last one, wasn't it?
Well, it's all Facebook games now. Let's play on Facebook. I'm going to play on the Facebook.
Yes, Paul.
It's never the beer, is it? It's always the Facebook.
Yeah, so...
What do you want on your cornflakes, darling? I'll have some Facebook.
So, it's relatively...
It's never beer, is it?
For 3DS?
For the fried IS.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's going to be in Friday.
It'll have a sandbox mode as well as, like, I believe, like a little kind of
campaign mode
called Coaster Story that blends tutorials and challenges into a narrative part.
Narrative, just what a game like that needs.
Yeah, but I imagine the sandbox will be the thing that everyone will be buying it for anyway. The thing is though, like,
Tycoon's better.
I don't know if the audience of the 3DS will be the audience that played Roller Coaster Tycoon.
No, the audience of the 3DS I got in a massive argument today, and Ray's voices were heard over the 3DS, because he was like, no, we don't want a 3DS, it's rubbish. And I'm like, mate, it's 20 quid more than the thing you're buying. It is rubbish, mate. But it does everything that the thing you've got does, and more. It's rubbish.
And, in a few years' time, if you wanted the games that came out on it, you know, you'd have
bit
it.
Bit stupid, really, isn't it?
So it'd be cool to know if that does any good. It's coming out next year, so 2012. They haven't set a date yet, but could be interesting.
Crysis is being remade, I wish.
Re-released for Xbox Live and PSN this October.
Not good.
It's a modified and enhanced version.
So they basically just ported Crysis to consoles.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it'll be rubbish. From Dust, that crazy game with the... it's like black and white with that the dudes. What's it called?
They're little tribesmen, aren't they?
What's the old game called?
Populous.
Yeah, it's like that with black and white.
Yeah, it's pretty much Populous.
The only downside is because it's a nabby console game.
But it's on Steam.
Because it's a nabby console game that was ported to PC.
Okay.
You can only do bowling with a mountain like you could in black and white. You know, you can only move some dust into this giant dust ball, which is man.
Well, it's all about physics and stuff like that as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but black and white 10 years ago was way more interesting physics wise.
Okay.
And the noise from black and white when you pick up wood is so satisfying.
It was. So it's got a PSN.
In From Dust, it doesn't feel like you're picking anything up.
Well, no, it doesn't make that much of a sound either.
You know, they need to fix that, man. What kind of crazy designer did that? It doesn't. When I pick up 20 tons of dirt, I expect it to make a noise. Mm-hmm. Like a...
How does it make that noise? But you're a thing. You're not a person.
You're a Jesus man, only supernatural. Uh-huh. Unlike Jesus, who was a guy who was a carpenter and didn't make particularly good wood or any other wood-based products. Otherwise, IKEA would have hired him.
So, From Dust has a release date now for PSN. It's coming out September 14th.
What? No one cares about PSN.
And it's going to be £11.99.
Ouch.
So, it's going to be out this week.
It's more expensive than on the Xbox, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But that's nothing new because it's a PSN.
So, Nintendo 3DS news. Nintendo have said that they've had an increase of 260% since their price change.
For 3DS sales.
Yeah. So, they've said they've had 185,000 units sold. And they've been comparing it against 19 days within July against 19 days within August since the price change.
All right.
So, people have been thinking, hey, I didn't want to spend 200 odd quid on one, but I will spend this much on one.
Yeah, well, Nintendo made. I told them not to be so expensive.
Mm.
They don't listen to me, though, do they?
No, they don't.
And now they've potentially lost to the PlayStation Vita.
Mm. So they've already got the flame. Well, they've got a flame red one out in America now, which came out with Star Fox, and then of course they've got Mario. Super Mario 3D Land and Mario Kart 7 coming out late this year, which they imagine will draw lots and lots of people to it.
When's Mario Sonic coming out on it?
Later on in the year.
The Mario guy, the plumber man.
Mm-hmm. With the Tanuki suit.
Hey man, where's Terraria?
I don't know.
What's taking so long?
As well as that, Famitsu had some images in their recent issue of the 3DS Thumbpad Adam, which is in sale in Japan, and it kind of slots onto the side. Can you scroll down a little bit?
No, I'm playing Terraria now.
I know you are. Is this what you were talking to me
this
about?
This is what I was talking about, yes.
Yeah. So it kind of slots onto the side, and you've got an extra thumbstick.
It's basically a dock with a thumbstick on it without a dock.
Hmm.
Or a duck.
It may come out outside of Japan. It may not.
The trouble is because Nintendo didn't build the flipping analog stick into the other side of it and have two, no one's going to use it. Games are going to use it.
Mm. Oh yeah, well that's true.
If they could use that, it'd
be handy for Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Which I believe was the main reason that that's been released for Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater, because the thing is with Snake Eater, the ABXY controls the camera. So you really need that thumbstick for playing that game, because it's really alien, moving a camera around with four buttons. Next up, can you scroll down a little bit for me, please?
Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Deus Ex news. They've announced the first piece of DLC. I'm not going to read out lots of information on this, because I imagine it's going to be full of spoilers, and I haven't finished it yet. But it's called The Missing Link. It's going to be available in October for PS3 and Xbox 360, as well as PC via Steam and on Live, because it's available on Live.
Great.
And, yeah, it's a new piece of DLC. Have they said how long it is without me trying to spoil anything? No. They say it's got new layers of conspiracy unveiled. Sprawling new environments, brand new characters, and rebuild... Oh, you can rebuild your augmentation set. So, obviously, they've added new orgs into it. Instead of punishing a player for choosing the augmentations they chose, they're letting you actually reset it. Which is one annoying thing about it. You can't.
Oh, really? You have to start over, do you?
Yeah, so I know someone that realised... Well, they bought all the cool augmentations and then realised they should have spent it on hacking and picking up heavy objects and stuff like that.
Now they're stuffed.
Which then meant he had to restart and start a new game. Unless you can actually do it, and there's some crazy way of doing it, but as far as I know, there's no way to reset. Which you
this
kind
is
of
where
expect...
20 listeners now say, oh, you just have to press this button.
Well, I found out you can actually throw bodies the other day. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I
press
used
the
to
fire
do that.
Button.
But, I'm being attacked.
But the thing is, you don't want to fire a body around. You want to be, you know, careful and quiet.
No, you want to shoot him out of a
like
giant
me.
Rocket launcher.
But yeah, so that's cool. So there's some DLC coming out for Deus Ex. Next up, some Rising Star news.
Yeah, Rising Star. These are the people with the guy.
Yen?
Oh, the other guy.
Travis?
No, the other guy.
Oh, Tyrone.
Yeah,
is
him.
It Tyrone?
That guy, yeah.
I think that's his name. So, we mentioned...
Yeah, you weird
man. I don't
think
it was last week. I think it was the week before. About Rising Star doing some art cards for the Harvest Moon games and Rune Factory. And they've now announced that they're doing a partnership with Game. Which...
Games in Game Stores Group PLC.
Yes. And are going to be offering exclusive pre-order incentives for people buying Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar and Rune Factory 3 from game stores.
Oh,
And I believe that is one of the ways you're going to be able to get these art cards. So, if you buy it from Game, you'll be able to get the second and third sets of the cards, which will only be available through these pre-orders. So, set 2 will be available with Grand Bazaar, and set 3 will be available with Rune Factory 3. So there's 5 sets in total, one of which will be with Grand Bazaar, one will be with Rune Factory 3. I'm not sure what's happened to the final set.
It exploded.
But yeah, so that's cool. It's nice that Game are doing something with Rising Star. Because usually, like back when I remember working in Game, we'd get like maybe 2 copies of Rising Star games in.
Aye.
And that would be it, and then you'd never see them again. But that's cool. Next up, some Fruit Ninja Connect news.
Oh wow, is it free now?
No. So the second piece of DLC is now out. Can you scroll down a little bit for me, please? So there was a first set that came out
so
quite recently.
So this adds 50 GGs. Is
yes.
this the one?
I believe the other one may have as well.
We like the Gs.
Yes. So the first set was called Storm Season, which I didn't actually know was out until I found out about the second set, because it was the second set of DLC. This new set is the Space Capsule set, which brings new content and achievements, including new backgrounds, new silhouettes, and a comet blade.
Oh, yeah.
It steers comets to create cosmic fruit collisions.
Ooh, sounds like the yeah. Carl Sagan would endorse.
but, yeah, so it's only 160 points, so that's mega cheap for some DLC.
Yeah.
That's like $2.
Yeah, but then for what it is, you'd expect it to be nice.
Well, yeah, because it's extra 50G and some extra little bits and bobs inside the game. And then also, if you hadn't bought the first DLC pack, that's also available for 160 Microsoft points. So you've only got to spend, like, what, £3, and you can get all the DLC, which may both have 50G, or the new one may only have 50G.
We are not sure, apparently.
No, we're not sure. Well, there was no actual information via my... pressy website about the first piece of DLC. There was only screenshots, which is a bit lame.
Wise.
So that's cool if you've got Fruit Ninja Connect. Also, don't forget, because Gunstring is out soon, you will be able to get... You will be able to get a copy of Fruit Ninja Connect with that, so you get like a downloadable code, which then means you don't have to pay anything for Fruit Ninja Connect, and you could spend your money instead on the two pieces of DLC.
Nice.
And spend even less on the game than it would usually be, because it's only 800 points usually. Next up, another world news. So, I was talking to you about this the other day. They released the 15th anniversary edition of Another World on PC. It came in a nice little box. It had a poster.
Yeah, but
and it was a remastered version of the game.
Does it come with a Guybrush Threepwood monkey ball?
No.
What's the point?
Now they're doing a 20th anniversary version. Obviously, because Eric Chahi's gotten back into the game scene after doing From Dust, he thought, well, let's get together with Dotemu and...
Dotemu.
Well, that's how I'd say it, Dotemu.
Lol.
And make a 20th anniversary edition of Another World. This time around, it's not for PC, it's only for iOS, which is slightly annoying, but as I've got a crap now, I can play these kind of games instead of miss out on them. So
yes, we can play a 20-year-old game we played on the PC. Hey, 20 years ago.
I like Another World.
Fans, well,
mega
play
hard.
It on PC.
Well, I've got it on PC. I've got the 15th anniversary edition. I've got it on the SNES as well, so I can play whatever version I want. So they're adding in a few new features. You can switch between the original graphics and the changed, upscaled HD remastered graphics by apparently using two fingers at a time. I don't know. It's got two types of game controls, which involve touch controls or a D-pad that comes up on the screen. They've also got three difficulty modes in the game now. Normal mode, which is actually easier than the original game, which is really good that they've added that in, because it is quite a tough game, because it's all on like split second reactions, and if you're like just slightly too slow, you're just dead. That's it, game over, start the game again. Then there's also difficult, which is equal to the original game, because the game was quite difficult, and hardcore mode, which is more difficult than the original game, which would be mega hard. But I imagine if you finish it on normal, then you'd be able to do it in difficult, and then you'd be able to maybe try hardcore as well. The sound and the sound effects have also been remastered, and it supports 5 different languages. And if you scroll down a little bit for me, please. It is available from the 22nd of September for £2.99.
Oh yes, that's fantastic. I can't wait for that.
I'll be checking it out.
I won't.
Well, that's cheaper than the 15th anniversary edition was, but you don't get a poster.
No poster, then they can jog on.
Next up,
I want my poster.
I'll wait for Paul to scroll me down.
Yeah, MC, this is just, oh my god,
wait,
a worm.
You keep doing that.
Worm.
You keep typing, which pulls it down. Okay, now click. Okay, thank you. Some brief MCM Expo news, which is, of course, happening next month.
Are we going to this?
I will be. Do you want to come?
When next month?
Near the end of October. 26th or 28th?
Well, since I might be unemployed by then, I guess I could come. And then you can meet up with the GamerCast crew at the MCM Expo. We'll be there dressed up like in normal clothes. And we will not have free hug signs, because my hug sign is £20. Because my philosophy is, if you want Sonic, get it properly.
So my guess dates were slightly wrong. It's the 28th to the 30th of October.
Oh, in that case, I can't go.
Oh, it's the day before my birthday.
Oh, your birthday? Oh, you're not one of those
it's
again
this year,
are you?
It's
my
bloody Monday
this
year. Yeah. I haven't had it on a weekday in years.
Well, I don't care when mine is, because I don't really pay attention to it.
Yours is coming up.
Is it?
Yes, so, yes, of course it is. Their official main sponsor now is Batman Arkham City.
Isn't that the thing with the guy and the Batman?
Yeah, with the Batmans. I think they're having it playable on the first day, on the Friday, but not for the rest of the show, which is a bit weird as the game is actually out on the 26th, I believe. Although I've got it down there right now as being the 21st of October, but I'm quite sure they put the wrong date in their press release.
Weird,
no,
man.
No, it's the 26th. I've got it pre-ordered. Yeah, so Arkham City is the main sponsor. They haven't announced any games that are going to be on show yet. I imagine Nintendo will be there as usual. There'll be Koei, hopefully Rising Star, because they got Dodonpachi coming out. They should hopefully have that playable, as well as maybe some of the new Harvest Moon games.
Oh, fun.
Who else is usually there? Sega usually there? Namco's usually there. I know that.
Rising Star will be there with Atari. Tyrone. Hey, Tyrone.
Who else?
How's it going?
Arc System Works. Well, P-Cube for Arc System Works. And then all that kind of stuff. There's usually loads of game stuff going on there that you can then have a play at.
Geeks.
Okay.
Geeks with their geeky toys.
They usually get some cool guests as well. Sadly, they haven't had any Battlestar guests recently, which makes them a bit lame. But they have actually got two voice actors attending so far, which have been confirmed, which is Ali Hillis, who did...
Ali G! Cool.
Did the voice for Liara in Mass Effect, and that's in all three Mass Effects, including the one that, of course, is not out yet. And she also did the voice for Lightning in Final Fantasy XIII, who is, of course, the main girl. And they've also got Vic Mig... I can never say his name.
Migamu.
Vic Mignoga?
Migman.
Noga, who does loads of anime stuff and, like, Dragon Ball Z. He does Broly, I think. But he also does Junpei in Persona 3. So, they haven't got any amazingly cool guests yet, but I'm sure they'll attract loads of people because they're also done lots of anime voice acting as well. Which, of course, the main... pool for most people going to places like that.
Nope.
Well, not you, but
me. I go to meet up with the Gamercast fans.
Oh.
Hey, you're the guy who didn't send us a letter. Nice to meet you. Hi. I'll go over here now.
But yeah, so MCM Expo is happening the 28th to the 30th of October. It happens at the Excel Centre in London, which is East London, I suppose. You just have to go on the DLR to get to Custom House. It's not too hard to get to, but pretty much every year there's engineering works happening, so it always makes it a bit funny for getting there.
Aye.
But it's well worth going if you've never been before. The tickets are like a tenner or something like that, I think. It might be about £12 now, actually, saying that. But I'm sure they'll announce some more games that they'll have on show soon.
Yep.
And it's a fun day to have, really.
Yes, a fun day out.
You can actually see some good cosplayers sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. I suppose
it's a bit tiring though because the amount of people there.
Yeah, damn people.
But it's well worth checking out. Next up, I have... What have I got in the news?
Ace Wombat.
Okay, Ace Combat Assault Horizon news.
Ace Wombat Assault Horizon news.
Anyone who pre-orders it from game get a unique set of 3 additional skills to help you inside the game. You get enhanced DFM, which is dogfight mode. Enhanced ASM, which is...
ASM? Isn't it like ASL?
I don't know.
Aid detect location.
Airstrike mode. And MG cooldown plus, which reduces the likelihood of machine gun overheating. So it's just kind of... It sounds like there are 3 little cheats for in the game. I'm not sure.
Probably.
But yeah, so if you pre-order it from game, you get that. Scroll down a little bit more, please. So this news is sadly only for in America.
Persona 2.
Yeah, which annoys me. But hopefully they'll get it released over here as well. If Koei release it, or... It's usually Koei that do the Persona games. Actually, no, Ghostlight. Maybe Ghostlight will pick it up. Hopefully they will, because they picked up Persona 3. So Persona 2 Innocent Sin, which is a re-release / remastering of the original Persona 2 from the PS1, has officially been given a release date for the PSP in America, and it's coming out September 20th, so it's pretty soon. And every person who buys a launch copy, it comes in a special box with a 10-track music CD featuring a mix of the songs from within the game. It's not a full OST, so it doesn't have every single track in it, but that's a nice kind of little pre-order bonus, because they seem to do that quite a lot with the Persona games, or Shin Megami Tenshi's games, I should say. So like they did it with Devil Survivor, I can't remember which one. I picked up one of them on the DS when I was in America, and that was quite cool. So yeah, if you're American and you're an RPG fan, I recommend you pick up Persona 2. Persona 3 is, of course, pretty darn awesome, and I think Persona 1 is thought of as the better of the first two, but it's well worth checking out.
Always.
What have I got next? Sonic Generations. So, Sonic Generations
is a game,
which is a Sonic game that's coming out this year. There was a demo released earlier on in the year that was up for a certain amount of days, for a few hours at some point, and you could, give it a go and see what you thought. Sonic Generations is kind of a mixture of the two kind of Sonic. So it's got original Star Sonic in 2D side-scrolly method, or there's new Star Sonic, kind of all merged together. Annoyingly, the demo was only the old school Sonic, which made it feel like a really good game. I don't know how good the new Star Sonic is, but I have now been kind of what's the word?
Informed that it is fantastic.
Because
we are sponsored by Sega.
I've kind of been persuaded almost to pre-order it now because there's a collector's edition out there. So the collector's edition itself is quite a nice one. It's exclusive for Europe and Australia. Firstly, it comes with, well, the box itself is lenticular, so it changes the cover art depending on what angle you're looking at it from, of course. But as well as a little box with lenticular sleeve, you get a little figure with Classic Sonic and New Star Sonic. So Classic Sonic being the kind of fat, chubby...
the cool-looking one, as opposed to the
nice-looking one. He hasn't got as big as spikes, and his shoes aren't as big. Well, they're longer, but they're not chunkier. And he's got New Star Sonic sitting next to him, who's taller, slender...
Gayer.
Longer spikes, more curvature to like his whole body, and fat shoes. So you've got a nice little figure with the two of those on it. As well as that, you get a commemorative gold ring that is apparently numbered. They haven't said how many are actually going to be in production, 1 though.
1 million.
As well as that, you get a 20 years of Sonic art book, which has never before seen sketches and images over the past 20 years of Sonic.
But what about the 20-year soundtrack?
As well as Paul's just said, you also get a 20th anniversary Sonic soundtrack, which has a selection of tracks.
10-year soundtrack.
Well, yes. Well, no, you'll go well with my 10-year soundtrack.
Hey, man, I nicked it.
Because, of course, there was a 10-year soundtrack produced in Japan only, I believe, which I have a copy of. So it'll go nicely with my 10th anniversary one. And I now have a 20th anniversary one. But I wouldn't be surprised if it mainly has the same tracks.
Probably.
But I'm fine with that. And as well as that, you also get History of Sonic, which is a collection of interviews and footage charting Sonic's life from start to how he's become... an iconic character, I suppose. And as well as that, you get bonus DLC, but they haven't said exactly what the DLC is yet. It's got a recommended retail of 100 quid, but you can actually pre-order it off Amazon for 85 quid at the moment. So that's saving a fair bit of money.
Yeah, it's quite cool.
I think it's quite nice. Well, I mean, the figure might not be as detailed as some figures, but I like the box, because not that Paul will know, but it's got a large box that it all comes in.
I can see the picture.
Well, I know that. But I was going to say, because it's got original Sonic looking at New Star Sonic, which is a kind of a play on the Sonic CD box art. So the Sonic CD box art had original Sonic and Metal Sonic looking at each other in a similar way. So I think that's quite nice. I'd like to think that's why they've done that for the box art. They may have just thought, let's put them both in the box. But I'd like to say that's why they've done that. It's coming out in November this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Persona 4 news...
been announced for the PSP 2?
Yes, it has, but only in Japan at the moment. So Persona 4 came out on the PS2, and they've now announced that they're bringing out Persona 4 The Ultimate in Mayonaka Arena, which is a role-playing fighting game. And then there's also a re-release of Persona 4 called The Golden, which is coming out for the PlayStation Vita. Which is cool. So that'll be similar to how there was Persona 3 Fez, which was kind of adding in new stuff and making a new release of Persona 3 for like PS2 at the time. Whereas this will be a solely Vita version. It's going to take advantage of the controls, and the fighting game looks really nice as well because it's being made with Arc System Works, who do the Blaze Blue games.
Blaze.
And they did.
They want to say Blaze. You put an E on it.
They did Arcana Heart recently as well. They've done a lovely, stylistic 2D fighting game that looks lovely, which I'm not exactly sure what platform it's coming out for.
Why?
I don't know if they're both coming out for the Vita. Oh, no, there you go. The fighting game is hitting arcades in 2012, and it has a PS3 and Xbox 360 version hitting later this summer of 2012. So I think that's really cool, because Persona 4 is really awesome. Although I haven't allowed myself to play it, as I haven't finished Persona 3.
Yeah, EA's attempt at being a Facebook game.
Yep.
have failed.
No.
Because The Sims Social has been announced to be too camp to compete with the likes of Farmville.
No.
Yes.
So, Sims Social has knocked Farmville down a notch. So there's a list somewhere of, like, Facebook daily active users.
You can check on Facebook to see active users for specific applications on there.
So number one is Cityville. Number two was Farmville, but number two is now actually Sims Social. So I think that's really good. It's all I get, like, from requests now on Facebook. Everyone asking me to play Sims Social.
So is this the game spamming you?
No, it's people spamming me.
Yeah, but the game probably prompt them to say, would you like to spam your friends? Okay.
So apparently it's got about
If anyone tries that with me, you'll be off my friends list.
9.3 million daily active users, which is quite a few. I believe. But there's also a monthly active user thing. Sims currently behind Farmville on that. So Farmville has... $35.6 million, whereas The Sims only has 34. But I imagine, as The Sims has only been out
a couple of weeks,
maybe a month, and it's already gotten to number two, whereas Farmville has been out since July 2009. I imagine shortly The Sims will overtake Cityville.
Does that mean your mum is going to start playing this instead?
No, my mum's never played any of those games.
Yeah, but she's played that stupid
Happy Pets.
Pets, yeah.
She likes cats.
Well, why does she flipping show me the pictures? I don't want to see the pictures.
Next up, some Skyrim stuff. So I recommend checking out if you're a fan of Skyrim. Or
if you're a fan of Skyrim,
Bethesda,
you need to listen to this episode close to when Skyrim comes out, because then it will be an episode dominated by nothing but Skyrim.
Yeah, because we'll have to have an intro.
I will be jib-jabbing non-stop about it instead of playing Terraria like I am at the moment.
Yeah. You just have Skyrim running? And you'll just turn it up for the whole show and that'll be it. You'll just play it and talk to people. If you're a fan of Elder Scrolls or anything Bethesda related, you should definitely check out the Bethesda blog, which is Beth blog.
Hey, or check out SkyrimPortal.com.
Or SkyrimPortal.com. Because they keep posting up loads of new stuff. So they posted up an image of how large the box for the Skyrim collection is. So they got it on a lady's desk. And
it's basically the size of the room.
Well, it's the size of her monitor. Her monitor's on top of something, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not. So if she put her monitor down, it'd be the same size as that. It's pretty darn massive. But there's also a picture of the art book on the desk, which looks really, really nice.
Yeah, the art book looks really high quality. So basically, this is...
Bethesda, they are high quality.
This is the most badass Elder Scrolls Collector's Edition ever done.
Yeah.
By far.
So if you scroll down, I think it's like on older entries as well. They've got some pictures of, what's his name? I'll scroll up a little bit.
Alduin,
who is the dragon. And they've got some pictures of him. Who is a dragon. And he actually looks quite good.
Yeah, the model does look pretty bad.
So they've got three photos. One of just the figure. One which looks slightly more at the detail of his wings. And then one that is looking at him head on. You can't click on them, Paul. I had to take a screen grab. Because it was on Flickr with a slideshow.
Why doesn't it work?
And he actually looks really good.
That's what I just said. Why are you trying to convince me of this fact?
I'm not. As well as that, you should totally check out the...
Yeah, I'm totally going to get myself 20 of these and we're going to put them in our garden. No garden gnome here. This is some badass...
Nord action?
Dragonborn bloke.
So they've also got a picture of a warehouse with... like a bazillion, I don't know how many there are there, a load of Nord, Dragonborn, whatever.
Well, it looks like there's three rows and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, there's four rows. There's one at the back there.
10. Well, maybe 40 of these dudes.
Yeah. So they put an image up of these like bronze looking figures that, statues. Like 6 foot tall statues that they've had made to send out to stores to promote Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim. They look pretty awesome. They look pretty massive as well though.
Reminds me of the Terracotta Army.
Badass. Well, yeah, it's the same kind of thing, because you see the images of the Terracotta Army, and they're in, like, a big warehouse thing as well.
Well, they're not really in a warehouse. They built a warehouse.
Well, they built a warehouse around it, yeah, of course. But, yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, yeah, Skyrim.
Badass.
Yeah. that dragon looks cool. And those Nords are pretty cool too. With his helmet and his sword and says Skyrim on it.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week everybody would have heard...
Within the week, I've already discussed the matter with the senator.
I take it he was agreeable?
He didn't really have a choice.
We had loads of people guess what it is, but because Catherine guessed what it was, she therefore falsifies everyone else's guesses. It was, of course, Deus Ex.
Yeah! That's the best bit of Deus Ex that I have seen, like, a bazillion times.
Well, I wanted something a bit easier because the last couple of weeks have been really hard. So yeah, as I wrote down here, X2 original.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you should have gone for the last bit of that quote. Okay. When they say about them being gods.
Shh.
That's the best bit.
I'll say whatever I want, thank you very much.
I'm going to have to watch that when we finish Gamercast. Just watch the first cutscene.
Here's another thing you have to guess, though, since you think you're Miss Smarty Pants.
No, I don't. It's just because I know
Deus
Ex. What
platform did I record that from?
Oh yeah, you asked me that, didn't you? PS2?
I don't know.
PC?
I don't know. Just a YouTube clip of it. I don't know what platform it was on.
Probably PC version.
This week we got something a little bit more tricky, because I thought, oh, we'll go back to a little bit more tricky. Any guesses?
Any clues?
Clues. Old school. Made by one of the guys who did Elite. It was a 3D game. It used a mouse. Revolutionary game, mouse game. Old school. There were trees in it. You could shoot the trees. There were landing pads in it. You could land on the landing pads. By landing on the landing pad, you would refuel your ship.
I don't know.
A demo of it was also included on many Archimedes computers.
I didn't have an Archimedes.
Well, maybe our listeners do. If you do think you know what it is, be warned, though, the demo had a different title to the full game from which this is from. Feedback at Gamercast.net, or just leave a comment on this week's blog entry on Gamercast.net. Thank you.
New releases this week.
Okay, we've got a couple of releases this week. First up, Red Orchestra 2, Heroes of Stalingrad.
Mm-hmm.
As you can guess, this is a realistic time machine where you get to go back in time and fight in the Battle of Stalingrad. We're not quite sure what role you participate in, if you're a firefighter or a civilian and you just run around, or if you're a policeman arresting people who are running around. But Catherine will probably go into more detail. Catherine, what's the deal?
It's first person?
It's Red Orchestra. It's a flipping Red Orchestra game.
I never played the first one.
What? Oh my god, what new? Dude, get on Steam and download it.
Is it good?
I don't know, never played it. Let's talk about God of War Collection Volume 2. Because now we can play the fun PSP games on the PlayStation 3. So this has got Chains of Olympus, Ghosts of Sparta. Is that the only two?
Yeah, there's only two on it.
Yeah, well, I don't flipping know, do I?
Why no?
So yeah, you can now play those somewhat remastered on the PS3.
Yes. They also allow stereoscopic 3D.
Because that makes the game so much more better.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a game with an unpronounceable name, so I'll let Catherine read this, because it's Bleach Soul. I assumed it was Resurrection.
Resurrection? I don't know.
But it's spelt wrong.
Yeah, it's spelt... It's got an accent over the O. I don't know what that means in terms of pronunciation. But it's a new Bleach game. It's a fighting game, I believe. You can play through as 21 characters. Well, 21 different characters.
Well, surely this is still pronounced Resurrection.
Maybe.
Resurrection.
Maybe.
Resurrection.
So I think.
Yeah, Resurrection. There we go.
I think it's similar to the kind of the more recent Naruto game. So you've got you've got free roaming adventure, but I believe then there's kind of fighting in it as well.
Fighting, that makes it so cool.
But then I'm not a Bleach player, so, or a Bleach fan.
Yeah, the Gunman.
Gunstringer.
This is the game with the fruit ninjas.
Yes, so this is the newest game from... Oh, what's their name? Has it got their name there?
Half Brick.
No, that's the fruit ninja guys.
Half Brick.
Isn't it the thingy guys?
Who's thingy?
The Explosion Man guys.
Explosion Man people.
Is it by them? I think it is. So Gunstringer is this little dude who's actually a marionette, and it's a Kinect game, and you're shooting, and there's platforming, and I haven't played it myself, but I
but we
reckon
will buy
we'll be
for the Fruit
it up,
Ninjas.
Because you get Fruit Ninja with it, and it's another Kinect game to have. I've heard it's alright. It's a new Kinect game. It's different. I don't know if, as it's a shooting game, if it's similar to just an arcade shooter, or if it's got more than that to it.
Probably not.
But it has a really nice visual style as well.
Plus, it comes with Fruit Ninja.
Plus,
if you've played Rise of Nightmares, tell if it's any good.
Yeah, and you get that.
Yes, you do. For my Kinect. Splinter Cell Trilogy is now coming out on PS3.
I'm amazed you said Splinter Cell.
Oh, sorry, Splinetra Cell.
There we go. Yes,
this
so
is,
PS3.
So this is basically the PS3 release of all the old ones that were out before the
so
PS3 came out.
So Splinter Cell, Pandora Tomorrow, and Chaos Theory, and these have been remastered to a certain extent to work on the PS3.
Tropico 4
is coming out on 360.
Is coming out on 360.
It came out on PC before. It's now coming out on 360.
Yeah, because I seem to remember saying El Presidente.
Yeah, we spoke about it before, but
El
we
Presidente.
Said it was the 360 release was delayed by
El Presidente.
Yes. So this is Tropico 4 for the 360.
Yep. So if you want to run your island however you want.
Of course, the controls will be quite different to the PC version because you'll be using it with analog sticks and buttons, as opposed to
many buttons and a mouse.
Yes. Phineas and Ferb Across the Second Dimension. This is a game based off the Phineas and Ferb cartoon series on the PS3, Wii, and DS.
I don't like the title.
I believe it's like a little platforming game.
What do you mean, second dimension?
I don't know. It's based off a cartoon. I don't like the look of the characters though in the cartoon. I don't like them. They're like these triangle head people.
And lastly, this week we've got London Underground Simulator.
Yes. So we've mentioned this before because we had a quote
we had to name that game for this game,
yes.
And then the trusty wildlife creature got it correct.
So, London Underground Simulator World of Subways 3, I think, is the tagline because it's a circle line.
Well, it's World of Subways is the title.
Is it?
And then it's
World of Subways, London Underground Simulator Circle Line. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
So, you get to
drive
the underground tube thing around the circle line and go through all the stops
and crash with other trains in a fantastic style Ghostbuster 2 style
going through
train.
Things that was pretty weird. So yeah, there's no crashing or anything like that because otherwise it'd be a bad thing for you being able to crash a London Tube.
But yeah, you can check out Baker Street because that's on the circle line, and of course you can go under Westminster Palace and blow it up V style. Because we assume he was using the circle line. But
of course
he could have been using the other couple of lines which go through that place.
So, yeah, you can choose the time that you want to do a tube run. So you could do your commute in the morning if you go on the circle line.
I prefer to do my commute in the evening.
You have to run to the train and get into the thing. You're not just straight away into the little driver's seat. You can also then get out and run around.
And fall over.
And there's passengers on
the
platform, so you could get out and watch them. So, like, you've got to make sure to get your timings right, stop at the right point on the platform, make sure all the passengers get on. Otherwise, you could just speed through it all if you want. You'd get penalised a little bit.
A little bit. You'd lose your job, mate.
Apparently, it's also got original driving noises and sounds. It does sound like the underground lady when she talks.
That's not a good thing, though.
Then it's just like you're in London.
Stupid robot woman. Oh, good, man. Anyway, that's it for this week.
Yep, that's all that's coming out and all the news.
So much entertainment. And, of course, the week after, we've got even more entertainment with the likes of Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears of War 3 is, of course, coming out just before next week's show.
No, it's coming out after
just,
next
sorry,
week's
just after
show.
Next week's show. I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
And then, of course, the week after that, we've got FIFA. So maybe we can get some of our football fans on to talk about that.
Football fans?
You can interview Grant about how excited he is over FIFA 12. No? Okay, then. Okay, we won't talk about FIFA because we've decided it's rubbish. Just play Pro Evolution Soccer 3. Or FIFA 97. It's practically the same game.
But yes.
Letters.
Yep, letters. Feedback at Gamecast.net. YouTubes, Facebooks. Twitters. Website.
Monies. Give us the monies. Send a check to me.
Put a check in an envelope, write me on it, and put it in the postbox. It'll make its way to Paul.
Yeah, well, it will, man. Don't you know who I am? I'm me.
Yeah.
The trouble is, a postman will look at it and just assume it's for him.
Oh, and he'll get the check.
Damn git.
Yeah, so that's
just
it.
Just write on it. Dear cashier, do not honour.
Okay. Yeah, so that's it for this week, and we will catch
you guys next week.